Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
赞美主.
What a powerful symbol of unity.
因为主他为我们的，我们刚刚的这个领圣餐，真的是让我们能看到主的谦卑。
Can we all stand to our feet? I'd like us to read the Word of God together.
我们可以一起起立，然后一起来读圣经。
Please, you can open your Bible to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We're going to read from verse 12 to 27.
我们接下来读哥林多前书12章12到27节，我们一起读。
We also have it on the screen in English and Chinese. I would like us to read together and see the languages in sync.
那我们屏幕上会有中文和英文，那我们就是一起来读，不同的语言一起来读。
All right, one to go. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one, so it is with Christ. For in one spirit we are all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and all we are made to drink of one spirit. For the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot should say, because I'm not a hand, I do not belong to the body, that will not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear says, because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body, that will not make it any less of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would be the sense of hearing? If the whole body were an ear, what would be the sense of smell? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each of them as he chose. And if all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you. Nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. On the contrary, the part of the body that seems to be weaker are indispensable. And on those parts of the body that we think less honorable, we bestow the greater honor. And our unpresentable parts are treated with greater modesty, which our more presentable parts do not require. But God has so composed the body, giving greater honor to the part that lacked it, that there may be no division in the body, but that the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together. Let us pray. Father, we thank you so much. Oh God, how you blessed your church. Thank you for praying that we will be one, just as you and the Father are one.
天父，我们感谢你为我们祷告，让我们成为合一。
Lord, we've come to receive your word. We pray, may you open our eyes to see, our ears to hear, our minds to receive what you have for us this morning.
我们今日来这里领受你的话语，求你打开我们的心，打开我们的耳，能够领受你的话语。
Lord, help me to communicate your word with clarity, with humility, and to the glory of Christ.
天父也求你帮助我能够讲得清晰，能够把荣耀都归给你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
I would like you to just welcome the person around you. Just tell the person, welcome to church.
希望大家现在彼此,
it's glad to see you this morning. I'm happy you're here. This is our unity service.
欢迎来到我们的联合主日。
Welcome, we are family.
我们非常高兴今天能来，我们都是一家人。
Amen. We are family. You're welcome. Good to see you.
我们都是一家人。
Let's be seated.
今天能看到你。
Let's be seated.
大家请坐。
Amen. First and foremost, my name is Favor Ibom.
这位是Favor牧师。
I'm the pastor of one of the churches here at BICF, the AOM.
也是我们BICF AOM堂的牧师。
And it's a privilege to bring the Word of God to us this morning.
今天非常荣幸能够在这里和大家分享神的话语。
Isn't it beautiful to see people from every nation, from every race, from every background, you know, from all walks of life coming together under Jesus?
那我们有来自不同民族，讲不同语言的弟兄姊妹能够在一起共同敬拜我们的同一位神，这是一件非常美好的事情。
About a decade ago, we did a survey in BICF and we discovered that people from over 70 nations, and I believe right now we'll have people from over 100 nations here.
那我们大概10年前做了一个调查，就是发现我们BICF的会众当中来自超过70多个国家，那我相信现在我们一定是有会众当中是有来自超过100个国家的。
And when you look at what is happening here, even from the stage, you see all the flags that are displayed here expressing that we are from many nations.
那我们看看周围的弟兄姊妹就能够体会，能够知道我们都是来自世界各地不同地方的弟兄姊妹。
Our message this morning is titled, We Are Family.
那我们今天正道的主题就是我们都是一家人。
I want you to repeat that with me, We Are Family.
我们可以一起说我们是一家人。
Amen.
Amen.
You know, in my home, in my family, there are five of us.
在菲布的家里面，他们有五个人。
Helen, my beautiful wife that is seated there, we have three kids, and myself, there are five of us in that family.
她美丽的妻子 Helen 坐在那里，还有三个孩子。
But one thing that is very evident, we all are different.
那有一点很明显，虽然他们五个人是一家人，但每个人都非常不同。
We have different personality, different interests, different gifting, different abilities. We are different, but we are one family.
他们每个人都有不同的个性、兴趣，有不同的这个恩赐，但有一个共同点，就是他们是一家人。
But and it's very important for us to understand. You don't choose who is your family.
有一点你需要明白，就是你不能选择说你属于哪个家庭。
You can choose who will be your friend.
你可以选择谁可以做你的朋
友。You can choose who will be your partner.
可以选择谁可以做你的伙伴。
But you cannot choose who will be your family.
但你没办法选择谁可以成为你的家人。
By divine arrangement, God has brought us all together to one family of God.
因为这是神所安排的。
And that's why as Paul was writing in 1 Corinthians 12:27, he says, Now you are the body of Christ.
所以保罗在哥林多前书12章27节说，你们就是基督的身子。
Now that you have given your life to Christ, you are part of the family of God.
你将你的生命归入耶稣，你就是他的身体。
And this body of Christ make up what we call the church.
那基督的肢体就是我们所说的教会。
You know, sometimes we make the mistake, we think that church is a building, church is not a building.
有时候我们有这样错误的想法，就觉得教会那应该是一个建筑物，某个房子。
Sometimes we think church is a brand, church is not a brand.
有的时候觉得教会好像是一个品牌，它也
不是一个品牌。Or we may think it's a program, church is not a program.
它也不是某一个项目，一个活动。
Church is the body of Christ.
教会就是基督的身体。
Church is the gathering of believers together.
那也就是我们众多的信徒聚在一起就是教会。
We make up the church.
我们就是教会。
The church could happen in this theater.
那我们可以在这里聚会。
Church could happen at homes, at offices, or even under a tree.
你甚至可以在，你也可以在你的办公室，在家里面聚会，或者就是在一棵树，在一个树荫下聚会也是没问题的。
It doesn't matter where you might meet, but one thing is when believers are together as the family of God, we make up the church.
你在哪里聚会并不重要，重要的是信徒聚在一起，我们才成为教会。
And Paul declared that there may be no division in the body.
那保罗也说，让教会当中没有纷争。
That each member would take care of one another.
而是要肢体彼此相顾。
God has called us as His church to be united.
那神呼召他的教会要合一。
God has called us as His church to be one.
神让他的教会真的成为一。
One of the highest points in Jesus when he prayed for us, he prayed that we might be one.
在耶稣为门徒祷告的时候，他也说希望他们都成为一合一。
Because he understood clearly the devil would like to split us apart.
因为他非常清楚，魔鬼希望我们当中产生。
And he understood clearly it's only when we are united that we can do great things for the kingdom.
只有当我们真正合一的时候，才能真正拓展神的国。
Unfortunately, over the centuries, churches have been divided over minor issues.
那非常不幸的是，在过去这个世纪当中，教会常常因为非常小的事情而产生分裂。
I was reading about a church that they got divided because they didn't agree on the color of the carpet.
那我听过一个故事，就是说这教会产生分裂，因为他们。对于教地毯的颜色产生分歧，而导致教会的分裂。
That is not the plan of God.
这绝对不是神的心意。
God's plan is that we will be united.
神的心意是让我们能够合一。
God has called us to be a united family.
那神呼召我们成为合一的家庭。
And this morning we're going to examine three truths that will help us be united as a family.
那今天早上我们也会看三个真理，能够帮助我们。真的成为更合一的一个家庭。
The first thing is we are different, but members of God's family.
第一点就是我们虽然各不相同，但都是神家庭中的一员。
Unity is not uniformity.
合一并不是说完全的统一。
We have to understand that unity is not uniformity.
我们需要明白合一并不是完全的统一。
God has made every one of us unique.
那实际上每个人都是独一无二，非常特别的。
Down to our DNA, we are unique.
那每个人的 DNA 也都是不一样的。
Down to our fingerprints, we are unique.
每个人有不一样的指纹。
We have different personalities. We have different strengths that we can bring to the church.
我们有不同的个性，每个人也有不同的你的长处可以奉献给教会。
Imagine coming to a church where every person is alike.
那你想象一下，这样一个教会，每个人都是一样的。
We have the same height, the same weight, the same skin color, the same interests, the same abilities. That would be so boring.
我们的身高、体重、体型、肤色、兴趣等等都是一样的，那一定会非常无聊。
So for every person here, I want us to understand clearly, God has brought you into this family of God so that you can bring the flavor of your personality into it.
那也希望每一位我们的弟兄姊妹都能够明白，神带你来到神的家庭当中，就是让你能够成为独一无二的一个个体，能够在这个家庭当中做出你的贡献。
John Wesley said this, and I quote, I want the whole Christ for my Savior.The whole Bible for my book, the whole church for my fellowship, and the whole world for my mission field.
约翰威斯里曾说过这样一句话：我愿基督全然为我救主，圣经全文为我圣书，教会全体为我团契，世界全地为我宣教地土。
So when we embrace one another as a family, when we understand that together we can advance the kingdom of God, greater things shall be done through His church.
当我们在教会这个家庭当中能够彼此合一，我们能够成就更伟大的事情。
So the Bible talks about one shall chase 1,000 and two shall chase 10,000. Imagine what thousands of us can do when we are united.
当我们合一起来的时候，我们能够真的是达到的距离是比你单独的个体达到的距离更长远。
Because when we are united, there are so much we can do, and that reminds me of a cartoon.
那当我们合在一起的时候，我们的力量是更大的。这让我想起一个卡通，和这一点有联系。
In this peanut cartoon by Charles Knox, you know, Lucy came in and demanded that Linus changes the TV channel.
在这个卡通片中是 Charles Schulz 他的一个卡通片当中一个角色 Lucy， 他要求 Linus 换一个电视台。
And Linus said, "What made you think you can just come in here and demand that I change the channel?"
那这个 Linus 这个角色他就说，你凭什么让我换电视台？为什么呀？
Then Lucy said, Dex, these fingers, when they are this way, they cannot do much. But when they come together, it will be a scene too difficult to behold.
那 Lucy 这个角色就是说，你看这五个手指单独的时候没什么力量，但是我把它们合在一起的时候，它非常有力量，能够带来很大的破坏。
Linus walked away defeated. I was thinking and looking at his fingers and said, when can you all get together?
那另外一个角色 Linus 他就看着自己的手指说，你们为什么不能像他一样也联合起来？
It is very important for us to know that when we are united, God can do amazing things.
很重要一点就是我们需要明白，当我们联合在一起的时候，神就会在我们当中成就非常伟大的事情。
Bible said, for just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one.
圣经上说，就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，仍是一个身子。
We are one in Christ.
我们在基督里也是成为合一的。
As long as we have come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, we are one.
当我们都认同同一位主，跟随同一位主耶稣，我们就是合一的。
For everyone here, we have the same spirit living in us. We are baptized into the same body. It doesn't matter our nationality, Greek, Jew, Chinese, foreigners. It doesn't matter where we come from. We are one in Christ because we have taken from the same spirit.
因为我们都是有一灵、一喜、一主，所以不管你来自哪一个国家，来自哪一个民族，我们在基督里都是合一的。
The default for mankind is always to aggregate with the people that are from your area of life.
那我们人类有一个倾向，就是你总是喜欢倾向于跟你 有类似特点的人能够比较合一。
But the church is a place where God can demonstrate unity in diversity.
但是教会是这样一个地方，虽然我们彼此不同，但依然能够达到合一。
A.W. Tozer, when he was writing The Pursuit of God, said this. A.W. Tozer, The Pursuit of God. He said, has it ever occurred to you that 100 pianos all tuned to the same fork are automatically tuned to each other?
那陶树在《渴慕神》这本书当中他曾这样说过，你是否知道当100架钢琴跟着一个调子响的时候，他们就自动的彼此调和。
They are tuned to one another because they are tuned to something higher than all of them.
那他们能够彼此调和，因为他们都是按照一个标准来调和的。
So when you have 100 worshippers worshiping together and their attention is on Christ, they are united like never before.
当有100个信徒聚在一起敬拜的时候，他们心里都是仰望着同一位基督，他们心灵之间的距离就会自然的更加紧密。
Most times we try to figure out ways to be united, to get along, but I want us to know clearly, unity can only come when our attention is on Christ.
我们常常会想各种办法，想要知道如何能够和他人更好的相处，更好的有一个更紧密的关系。但我希望大家注意一点的是，当我们能够都定睛于基督的时候，我们的关系才会更加合一。
It's only when we are tuned to Christ that we can be drawn to one another.
当我们都是定睛耶稣的时候，我们才能彼此更加紧密。
I recently saw a similar illustration about husband and wife, and the diagram we have it on the screen talks about, you know, husband and wife. The closer they get to God, the closer they are together.
那我最近看到一个图像，就是我们后面可以看到一个是有关于妻子和丈夫的一个这样一个图像。当妻子和丈夫都更亲近神的时候，他们之间的关系也会更加紧密。
The farther away they are from God, the farther apart they will be from each other.
当他们彼此越来越远离神的时候，他们彼此之间的关系也会越来越远。
This truth applies to us as believers. The closer we are drawn to God and the things of God, the closer we focus on God, the closer God is going to bring us.
这个例子也适合于我们遇到的各种关系。当我们与神的关系更加紧密的时候，我们与弟兄姊妹之间的关系也会更加紧密。
But the farther we are from God, the higher the likelihood of disunity.
当我们越来越远离神的时候，我们之间的不合一也会越发严重。
So if we want unity to thrive in this church, in BICF, in this family of churches, we have to focus on God and on God alone.
所以如果我们要在教会当中实现合一，我们就只能真的是定睛于神，而且是唯有神。
As a church, as individuals, we have to be focused on God. We have to build that relationship with God because when we draw closer to God, the more we'll be drawn to one another.
因为当我们越亲近的神的时候，我们彼此的关系也会更加紧密。
So the key to unity in this family is not for me trying to convince you to be like me.
所以在教会当中，我的任务并不是说要说服你能够和我一样。
My focus will be to appreciate your uniqueness, to appreciate your style, to appreciate your gifting, to honor who God has made you. And as I draw closer to God, God will draw us closer to one another.
我要做的，我要关注的，而是说去欣赏你的才能，你的恩赐。因为当我们彼此都更加亲近神的时候，我们彼此间的关系也会更加合一。
That's why Paul said, if all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, yet one body.
所以保罗说，若都是一个肢体，身子在哪里呢？如今肢体是多的，身子却是一个。
That leads us to the second point of the message.
那我们也看到今天正道的第二点。
I have a responsibility in this family.
我在这个家庭当中承担责任。
I would like us to just repeat that I have a responsibility in this family.
我希望我们也可以一起读这句话。我在这个家庭当中承担责任。
Amen.
Amen.
You see, many of us don't treat church like a family.
那我们也希望真的教会真的是像家庭一样。
You know, we are all guilty of that. Most times we don't treat church like a family.
可是很多时候我们往往也许没有把教会当成像家庭一样。
And we don't treat where we gather together like a family home.
当我们聚在一起的时候，也没有像对待家人一样彼此对待。
I think most of us treat church like a hotel or like a restaurant.
很多人可能把教会当成像一个宾馆、一个酒店一样。
You see, in a restaurant, when you arrive, you expect to be greeted well and received well.
那当你在一个酒店的时候，你可能会期待别人会很好的招待你，跟你打招呼。
You expect the waitress to take you to a table that is clean and well laid.
你也会期待说这个服务员会把你带到一个干净整洁的地方。
You expect that they will provide you with the menu that is available and even help you recommend something they think is special.
他们会给你提供一个菜单，让你能够清楚地看到你可以得到哪些服务。
You expect them to prepare the food very well and very fast, and when they present it, it should look like a state work of art.
那你也会期待说他们会给你端上非常美味的食物是色香味俱全，你会觉得这简直就像一件艺术品一样。
As you're eating the food, you expect the waitress to be close by so that if you need anything, you can call him or her and they will serve you.
你也会希望说在你用餐的时候，服务员会站在旁边，这样当你有需要的时候，你可以请他帮忙。
And when you finish eating, you leave the plate there because you expect them to clean up and you just go. Your responsibility is to pay money and they will do the job.
那你吃完之后你就可以走掉了，不用去洗盘子，因为你觉得你付钱了，服务员可以帮你清理。
The same thing we do when we go to hotels, you expect a warm reception, you expect a room that is clean, immaculate white, you know, bedspread, everything all good, that's what you expect.
那如果你去住到一个酒店的时候，你也会期待说各个地方都是非常整洁、舒适和美观的。
But the expectation we have for our homes are different.
那你的期待对于家庭的期待可能会是不一样的。
When you come to your home, if something is not put properly, you put it yourself.
那如果你回到家里看有些东西放错地方，你自己会去整理。
If your wife or your husband or somebody is cooking, you want to go into the kitchen and help them prepare the food.
那如果你的妻子或者丈夫去厨房，你会想要去到那里帮他一起准备晚餐。
So in the family, you are working together.
因为在家庭当中你们是彼此合作。
In our home, even our kids, they have their responsibilities.
那在菲菲的家中其实他的小孩子也有他们的责任。
Everybody has something to do at home.
在家里面每个人都有他们要做的事情。
But a lot of times over the years, Christians, we have developed the mindset, I give my tithe, I give my offering, church should happen.
但很多基督徒他们会在多年当中形成这样一种思维模式，就是我交了奉献，我来了教会，所以我应该得到服侍。
You know, we have developed this mindset. I am paying money, and then you ask the pastor, what are you doing about evangelism?
所以我们就会有这样的一个思维方式，就是说我交了奉献，我付了钱，所以牧师，那你在传道方面做了什么贡献呀？
What are we doing about mission or community impact?
所以你对于在这个社区当中的外展活动，你们做了哪些贡献？
If there is going to be evangelism, it's going to be done by us.
那如果我们真的是去传福音，那一定是我们一起去的。
If there is going to be community impact, it has to be done by us.
那如果是有社区的这个外展活动去传福音，也是我们一起去执行的。
If the church is going to run well, it has to involve all of us volunteering.
那如果一个教会真的能够运行得很好的话，是所有人一起来努力的。
When we have the mindset that the body of Christ, that when we gather together in church, that is like a home, our expectation changes.
如果当你来到教会的时候，你是把这里看成像你的家人一样，你的家庭一样，那你的期待会不一样，你的行动也会不一样。
If the sun is not working well, you don't just complain, you'll be, what can I do to improve this?
如果我们的音响系统出了问题，你不会在那边就一直抱怨，而是你会想说，我可以做点什么来帮助解决这个问题。
So I want to challenge all of us in this family of God, don't just come to church and go without being part of church.
所以我想鼓励大家，不要只是来教会，而是说真的参与其中。
We all have responsibilities in the church.
因为我们每个人在这个家庭当中都负有责任。
Because this is a family.
因为这里就是我们的家。
And God has given you a gift. God has given you abilities. God has given you experiences in life that you should bring when believers gather together to serve one another.
那神也给你相应的能力和恩赐，所以当我们信徒聚在一起的时候，应当是能够彼此服侍。
In many churches, there are only few people that are running around trying to do everything.
在很多教会，往往是只有几个人在做很多的事情，来做一切的事情。
And sometimes these few people are stretched.
那很多时候，这些人他们真的是精疲力竭。
They are volunteering in 2, 3, 4 ministries.
他们可能一个人要负责三四个事工。
And sometimes they are tired.
他们常常感觉非常累。
But they wouldn't say that they are tired because it's the work of God.
那你不能说他们很累，是因为他们在为主做工而导致非常劳累。
Everyone should chip in to make the church move forward.
因为其实每个人都应当参与其中，参与到这个服事当中。
And I want also to speak to some of us that feel overstretched, and sometimes we complain, we don't say it loudly.
那很多时候，有的人他们真的是在事工当中付出很多，非常累。那其实你也可以说出来。
But we murmur it in the inside.
那有的时候，你可能在心里面会产生苦毒。
Imagine with me that the body of Christ functions like the human body.
那你可以想象一下，我们这个人的肢体，你的各种器官能够像人一样说话。
Imagine we have these complaints.
你可以想象一下他们彼此之间的这些对话和抱怨。
Imagine the heart and the body begin to complain.
你可以想象一下，你的这个心脏它开始有一些抱怨了。
They had saying, "I'm just stuck in the rut for the past 30 years. All I do is to beat doom, 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 doom. I'm tired. It's time for someone to step up and do this. Okay, feet, it's up to you to pump the blood."
所以，如果你的心脏抱怨说，我的生活一直不变，过去这30年，我所有的功能就是一直跳啊跳啊跳啊跳，我觉得我太累了，应该有个人站出来替我做一下这份工作。所以我的双脚这份工作你来帮我做一下好不好
Or imagine the lungs begin to complain one day and said, I'm so underappreciated in this part of the body. I don't think other organs realize that they couldn't do anything. They can't do their job without me. If I quit doing my job, they will really know how important it is I am.Even the brain thinks he's so big, he's so intelligent, people keep complimenting him. Now, I'm going to stop supplying oxygen. Let's see how the brain will function.
那你的肺也开始抱怨，他就说，我在这边都没有人赏识我，我就一直在这边认真的工作，但没有人去关注我，没有人赏识我。其实他们都没有注意到，如果我不工作的话，会给他们带来多大的影响，所以我决定我就先不工作了，看看大脑，他觉得这么自高自大，如果我不工作，不给他供养的话，看他会有什么后果。
And maybe the liver will say, why do I get all the dirty job? You think it's fun making bile? I've been in this body for 30 years now, and do you think anyone ever asked me to make any meaningful decision, like pumping blood and performing other functions like making decisions outside the body? Sometimes I wonder why I bother.
那你的肝也开始抱怨，他就说：“为什么我总是做这些最脏的工作？你觉得一直制造胆汁很好玩吗？我在这个身体当中工作了30年，但从来都没有人要问我要不要做一些就是能够在身体当中有外在体现的工作，这些好的工作，那些能够被人看到的工作。我觉得有的时候我干嘛还要继续工作呢
？”And sometimes we do this in church.
有的时候，其实我们每个人在教会当中也会有类似的抱怨。
We complain that we're doing the same thing over and over, and no one is helping.
抱怨说我自己一直在做同样的工作这么久。
We complain that we're not being appreciated.
可能会觉得说我的工作没有得到别人赏识。
We complain that what we are doing perhaps is not really meaningful.
也会觉得我做的工作是不是完全没有意义。
The list could go on and on and on.
这样的例子可能会有很多。
And Paul said, if the foot says, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, that will not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear should say so, because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body, that will not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would be the sense of hearing? If the whole body were an ear, where would be the sense of smell? But as it's written, God arranged the members in the body, each of them as he chose.
所以保罗在哥林多前书12:15-18说，是若脚说我不是手，所以不属乎身子，他不能因此就不属乎身子；是若耳说我不是眼，所以不属乎身子， 他也不能因此就不属乎身子。若全身是眼，从哪里听声呢？若全身是耳，从哪里闻味呢？但如今神随自己的意思，把肢体就给安排在身上了。
Use your gift to serve others in this family of God.
在这个神的家庭当中，使用你的恩赐来彼此服侍。
And I believe God has amazing things to do in His church and through His church.
我也相信神会使用你，能够在教会当中成就很棒的事情。
Finally.I will honor members of this family of God.
还有最后一点，我会尊重神家庭中的成员。
When we honor one another, there is unity. It takes humility to honor one another.
那我们也是需要有一个谦卑的态度，才能够真正的彼此尊重。
William Temple said this, and I quote, "Humility does not mean thinking less of yourself than of other people, nor does it mean having a low opinion of your gift."It means freedom from thinking about yourself one way or the other at all.
William Temple 他有这样一句话，他说：谦卑并不是把自己看得低于其他人，也不是轻视自己的恩赐。谦卑的含义是能够自由的、不带偏见的看待自己。
The major difference between pride and humility is pride is me focus, humility is others focus.
所以骄傲和谦卑的区别。之一就是骄傲是把你完全把眼光集中在自己身上，而谦卑就是你把眼光放在别人的身上。
I like the way the message paraphrase puts Philippians 2:3-4.
那就是 message 的这种翻译的经文方，它这样翻译腓立比书2:3-4.
It says, "Don't push your way to the front."
不要凡事都想要把自己的目标放在最前面。
Don't.Sweet talk your way to the top.
不要就是油嘴滑舌，把自己的方式放到最前面、最高的地方。
Put yourself aside and help others get ahead.
把自己的利益放在一边，帮助其他人能够跟上。
Don't be obsessed with getting your own advantage.
不要总是想要把自己的利益放在最重要的地方。
Forget yourself long enough to lend a helping hand.
不要太关注自己的利益，而要帮助别人。
So the challenge I have for us is to ask yourself the question, how can I help my brother, my sister over there to get ahead?
所以我们要思考的问题是我如何能够帮助我的弟兄或者姊妹能够赶上来，能够来到前面去。
How can I help this ministry or that ministry in our church to move forward?
我如何帮助他的事工能够有更大的发展？
How can I help that church or that church to move ahead?
我如何能够帮助其他的教会能够更好的去服侍其他的教会？
It's not about saying, "Oh, our worship team is doing well, ushering team is struggling. Let them figure it out themselves."
你不是说啊，我们的敬拜团队非常好，另外一个团队不太好，但是就让他们自己去解决吧。
It's not about saying my church is growing, my church is doing amazing things. This other church is struggling. Let them figure it out themselves.
也不是说我的自己的教会在很好的成长，但另外一个教会他们遇到一些问题，但是让他们自己去解决自己的问题吧。
But it's talking about we are a family. If one part is going through a difficulty, it should break my heart.
我们是真正的一个家庭。如果你家庭当中任何一个成员受到伤害，在受苦。
And I should ask myself, what can I do to help them?
你应该去问自己，我应该做点什么去帮助他们。
So humility is not thinking less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less.
所以谦卑不是轻视自己，而是不再专注于自己的利益。
In verse 21 of our text, Paul said this, "The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you. Now again, the head,to the feet. I have no need of you. On the contrary, the parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And on those parts of the body we think less honorable will bestow the greater honor. And our unpresentable parts are treated with greater modesty. Which our most presentable parts do not require. But God has so composed the body, giving greater honor to the parts that lacked it.
哥林多前书12:21-24。眼不能对手说我用不着你，头也不能对脚说我用不着你。不但如此，身上肢体人以为软弱的更是不可少的，身上肢体我们看为不体面的越发给它加上体面， 不俊美的，越发看着俊，越发得着俊美。我们俊美的肢体自然用不着装饰，但神搭配着身子，把加倍的体面给那有缺陷的肢体。
You see, people can easily appreciate the parts of your body that they see.
所以人们可以很容易给你一些赞美，就是他们能够看很明显看到的一些特点。
It's easy for people to look at you and say you have such an beautiful eyes.
你可以可能常常听到别人看着你，然后对你说你的眼睛非常美。
It's easy for people to look at you and they say you're so intelligent, referring to your brain.
或者人们可以告诉你说你真的非常聪明，那就是在夸奖你的头脑很灵活。
But it's difficult for people to come to you and say you have an amazing lungs.
但可能你很少听到别人夸赞你说你的肺真的非常不错。
It's hard for people to come to you and you say you have great liver.
或者别人会赞美你说我觉得你的肝真的是特别棒。
Because they don't see it.
因为他们看不到你的这些器官。
It's easy in the church for us to look at and say, hey, yeah, we appreciate the pastor because he's in front.
所以可能你很容易就去赞美那些你很明显看到的这些东西。
It's easy for us to appreciate the worship leader because we see him on stage.
可能你很容易就赞给我们的敬拜团带来很多赞美，因为我们每周日都看到他们。
But we must forget the people that come early to clean the place.
但我们同时也要想到那些来得非常早的来清理这个场地的这些同
工。We must forget the people that are praying in the background.
也不要忘记我们在这个祷告时在一直坚持祷告的同工们。
So I want to challenge all of us.
所以我也希望激励所有人。
To look beyond the people we see up front and appreciate the people that are not easily seen.
不光是把你的尊崇和赞美带给这些你能够常常看到的人，也常常要想到这些你没有看到的同工们。
To recognize what they are doing.
能够真的是去真心的赞美他们所付出的。
Like this morning we had this communion.
像今天早上我们可以这样一起来领圣餐。
But there are some people that spend hours on Saturday baking the bread.
那周六我们有同工花了好几个小时来制作这个饼。
How often do we appreciate them?
那我们有，你是否能够常常想到他们，赞美他们，为这一点来感谢他们？
I'm not just saying only the pastor should figure them out and appreciate them. I say we, as the body of Christ, should be very creative.To appreciate everyone who is serving God in the church as a family.
所以不只是牧师有这个责任要去给每一个同工带来应得的赞美和这个鼓励，而是我们每一个人作为一个家庭，我们应该也是彼此相顾的。
Paul said the part of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable.
所以保罗说身上肢体人以为软弱的更是不可少的。
And the part we think less honorable we should bestow greater honor.
身上肢体我们看为不体面的，应该越发给他加上体面。
In what ways can I honor you?
所以我应该通过哪些方式来尊重你呢？
I will honor you by caring for you.
我会通过对你的关心来尊重你。
Honor one another by caring for one another. That's what Paul said.
所以保罗他的意思是说，我们应该通过彼此关心来彼此尊重。
We have to care for one another.
我们应该彼此关怀。
So give greater honor to the part that lacks it.
所以就是越是有缺陷的肢体，我们应该把这个越发的体面加给他。
That there may be no division in the body, but that the members may have the same care for one another.
所以免得身上分门别类，总要肢体彼此相顾。
So true fellowship, true church happens when we care for one another.
所以教会就应该是我们彼此关心和关怀的一个地方。
When we take care of one another.
而是我们彼此关心。
So it's very important even when we are in groups in ministry and to see how can we honor one another.
所以当我们聚在一起，不管是在小组还是其他地方，都应该去想这个问题，就是我应该如何的去彼此相顾。
Paul in another text said, outdo one another in showing honor.
所以保罗在另外一个地方说，你们应该真的是彼此相顾，能够真正的去想我如何能够更好的去照顾对方。
Another translation says, be creative on how you honor one another.
还有另一种翻译说，我如何能够更有创意的去彼此帮助。
Secondly, I will honor you by identifying with you.
还有第二点就是我会通过对你的理解与认同来尊重你。
So if one member suffers, as Paul said in verse 26, All suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together.
所以正如保罗在哥林多前书十二章二十六节所说，若一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体就一同受苦。若一个肢体得荣耀，所有的肢体就一同快乐。
One thing I've noticed in my family age is one person is not happy, you will know that that person is not happy.
所以我在家庭当中我也发现，如果你的某一个家人不开心，其他家人其实都会能够看出来。
If someone is going through a difficulty in the home, no matter how small, you will just know right away, and you step in, you want to do something about it.
如果你家人当中有一个人，即使他遇到一个非常小的问题，你也能够看出来，而且你会想要去关心他，帮助他。
A lot of times, people are going through difficulties in the church, and nobody knows about it.
但很多时候，在教会当中，很多弟兄姊妹在经历一些艰难，却没有人去关注他们。
As a family, we should be close enough that when I look at your face, I know something is wrong.
所以，作为一个家庭，作为家人，我们彼此见面的时候，也应该去这样的彼此关心。
And we're going to conclude with this.
那我们有这样的一个总结。
In verse 25, Paul said that there may be no division in the body, but that the members may have the same care for one another.
第二十五节说，免得保罗说，免得身上分门别类，总要肢体彼此相顾。
We should care for one another. Amen.
我们应当彼此相顾。
Because we are family.
因为我们是一家人。
In summary.
那我想这样来总结。
We are different but members of God's family.
我们虽然彼此不同，但我们都是神家庭中的一员。
I have a responsibility in this family.
我在这个家庭当中承担责任。
And we honor members of this family of God.
我会尊重神家庭中的成员。
By caring for you and by identifying with you.
我会通过对你的关心，通过对你的认同来尊重你。
I'd like to invite the worship team to come.
也希望我们的敬拜团队上来。
I'd like us to just bow our heads.
也希望我们可以一起低头祷告。
Just bow our head.
我们可以一起低头祷告。
Where are you in this family of God?
可以思考一下，在这个神的家庭当中，你在哪里？
The first part is you have to be saved to be part of the family.
所以在神的家庭当中，你需要是得救的，你就来到神的家庭当中。
You have to surrender your life to Jesus and be drawn to Him.
把你的生命交托给耶稣，来亲近主。
I will firstly want to pray for as many that have not made that commitment.
那我也想为这些还没有来到神家庭当中的这些朋友们来祷告。
If that is you, just raise up your hand. We'll pray for you briefly.
如果你还没有加入到神的家庭当中，你可以举起你的手来，我们愿意来为你祷告。
Just raise it for God who pray for you.
你可以举起你的手，我们会来为你祷告。
The coming to church doesn't save you, only Jesus can.
因为真的是只有神能够救你。
Just raise up your hand, just keep it up, we'll pray for you. Thank you for the hands that are up.
你可以举起着你的手，然后我们会为你祷告。
Not unto anybody, but unto God himself. Thank you for those hands, thank you.Thank you.
谢谢大家举起的手，谢谢。
I'd like us to pray.
我们一起来祷告。
And I'd like us to just encourage them by repeating this prayer with them.
那我们也希望大家可以一起来说这些祷告词，来彼此鼓励。
Just repeat after me, Lord Jesus.
你可以和我一起读，亲爱的主耶稣。
Thank you for dying for me.
感谢你为我献上生命。
Thank you for the family of God.
感谢你让我来到神的家庭。
I surrender my life to you.
我把我的生命交托给你。
Forgive me of my sins.
求你赦免我的罪。
Cleanse me with the blood of Jesus.
求你用耶稣的宝血洁净我。
Receive me into your family.
接受我来到你的家庭。
Help me to walk with you.
帮助我能够与你同行。
In Jesus' name I pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Can we all stand? I want to just pray one last prayer. Just stand to your feet.
请大家一起起立，
before we go into the time.
祷告。
I'd like you to just pray for yourself. Just close your eyes and pray for yourself and say, God, just pray for yourself that God will show you the areas that you're gifted, the areas that you can serve the body of Christ.
也求神让你看到神给你的哪些恩赐，让你能够更好的使用它来服侍这个家庭。
Just open your mouth and talk to God. You can speak to him silently in your heart, or you can open your mind, just tell him, show you where you can serve the body of Christ, because we are family. Begin to pray that God will help you to be humble, to put others first, to put others ahead.
求神使你谦卑，能够把他人的利益放在第一位。
Pray that God will help you to care for one another.
求神帮助你能够彼此关心。
That every selfish tendency will be destroyed, that God will give you a big heart for His family.
求神让你在神的家庭当中有一个包容的心。
Pray that God will help you to focus on Him and on Him alone.
求神帮助你能够定睛于他，而且唯有他。
Because it's only when we are tuned to Him that we can be united together.
因为只有当我们定睛于神的时候，我们才能彼此合一。
That you forget yourself long enough that your attention is on Jesus and Jesus alone.
当我们不再仅仅定睛于自己的利益，而是定睛于神。
Father, thank you so much.
天父，我们感谢你。
Thank you, Jesus, for dying for us.
耶稣，感谢你为我们献上生命。
Thank you for praying that we be united.
感谢你为我们的合一而祷告。
That we will be perfectly united.
让我们真的是在你里面能够得到合一。
Holy Spirit, we surrender to you.
圣灵，我们全然降服在你面前。
It's only you who can help us to be one.
因为唯有你能够帮助我们实现真正的。
It's only you who can help us to be a family.
也唯有你让我们真正成为一个家庭。
Oh、God, make this your family so attractive that the world will come looking for you.
现在真的是让求你让我们这个家庭能够如此合一，新到世人能够被此吸引。
Be a testimony to this dying world.
为你的教会在这个世界当中成为美好的见证。
We give you all the glory, Lord. We give you all the praise.
我们把一切荣耀都归给你。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.